James Crooked stuff to watch editor. Morena, James.
Morena, Catherine. How are you?
Civil War. I've heard some quite varied views on this. Just give us a basic run through the plot, please. It's
yeah,
in cinemas.
Sure. And I'll also mention about why I think those varied views are the case. Look, it's a fascinating, I guess, hot topic, on the button kind of sci-fi dystopia, which might be, you know, a threat of an American future not too far down the track. It's about a photographer and a journalist who work for Reuters. They're in the middle of an American Civil War. To give you the background, Texas and California have seceded from the rest of the Union. Florida are wavering. And the president, who's now in his third term, is desperately trying to hang on to power while the country rips itself apart. He's making pronouncements that he's winning the war. The truth is that he's not. He's only weeks away from essentially being defeated as the Texas Western Forces, as they're called, close in on Washington. So this reporter and this photojournalist want to try and get a quote from the president, who hasn't talked to anyone outside of his own organisation for 14 months before he gets deposed in whatever messy way that might be. So they have to make the journey from New York to Washington. They have a couple of strays that they pick up as well at the same time, a young photojournalist and a veteran print reporter. And it's sort of a road movie where they come across increasingly desperate people and crazy situations, and just look at, you know, this kind of divide that in real life is in America, it seems, but this is taken to a sort of heightened level. It's disturbing, it's compelling, it's a what if that feels kind of chilling, but it's also a great look at distrust in the media, which seems highly appropriate in the last sort of week or two in New Zealand as well as America. I would urge people to go out and see it. I mean, it's definitely science fiction. It's definitely a war movie as well. It has kind of shades of The Hurt Locker or Zero Dark Thirty, that kind of thing. But it's just, once you're in it, you just feel so absorbed and compelled and almost overwhelmed by it.
Okay, in cinemas now, Civil War. It's Kirsten Dunst, I think. Who else is in it, by the way?
A guy called Wagner Moura, who anyone who's watched Netflix will know from Narcos, as well as Kaylee Spaney, who was Priscilla in the recent Priscilla Presley biopic.
Ah, there you go. Now, one question. Sky Open today, is it? It debuts? Or?
Yes, yep. It is, tonight.
Yep.
If you're a fan of Claudia Winkleman, and who isn't? She's just incredible. The most orange person since Donald Trump. The greatest fringe, is it, since Rachel Green, perhaps? Look, she's just amazing in so many ways, because she's so candid as a presenter. She's such a difference to what we normally expect from a British presenter. She's so great on The Traitors. She was excellent sort of ribbing Mary Berry the entire time on that non-British Bake Off show, if you like, Home Cook, I think it was called. Here, it's a very simple quiz show conceit. There's only one question. There are 20 answers. Each pair of contestants has to try and work out which of the 20 answers fits the question.
It's like Wordle.
Well, it's kind of like reverse Jeopardy as well,
okay.
Or like Jeopardy in a way. The questions are rather odd, though. They're things like, what is a potato? What is square? What is blue? What is 2010?
No, this is too tiring for me. I'm exhausted. And it hasn't even started. Sorry,
yeah.
But carry on.
But it may seem that way, but it's quite fun to try and work out what of the 20 answers. There are lots of little in-games where after each set of five, they have to eliminate two. They can reduce their $100,000 prize pot by, taking clues to particular questions or reducing the numbers of answers that remain. It's compelling, but it's made compelling by the sheer vivaciousness and nuttiness of Winkleman.
She's
really
wonderful. Okay. Yeah. So Sky Open tonight, that's the former Prime channel for those of you still adjusting, free-to-air channel. Now, the Royal Hotel, this is an online rental from next week, I think.
Yes, it is. It's been a long time coming on this side of the Tasman. It's an Australian-made film, but certain listeners may remember there was a documentary almost a decade ago called Hotel Coolgardie, which if you've ever seen it, you will never forget it. It's basically the story of, or a fly on the wall documentary about two Finnish backpackers who go to this hotel in Western Australia, which is like the place that time and PC-ness forgot. You know, it's the roughneck home, sexism and racism and all those kind of isms abound. They just had an absolutely nightmarish time. Quite how a documentarian managed to capture all of it is quite mind-boggling in some ways. It is one of the most disturbing things you ever see. Naturally, someone decided that they needed to dramatise this, particularly for an American audience, it feels. This version has Julia Garner in it, as well as Jessica Henwick, and they play two Canadian backpackers who essentially are in a similar scenario, although the hotel is now in South Australia. I don't know. It's kind of weird. If you've seen the original, this feels like it pulls its punches a little. You know, it doesn't nearly feel as harrowing or disturbing. It does have that kind of little bit of a Wolf Creek or Wake and Fright feel about it, but you never quite get the sense of menace. It's made by an Australian writer-director called Kitty Green, who made the fantastic The Assistant, which was the inspired by Harvey Weinstein tale of a young woman, played again by Julia Garner, who's sort of, and her day dealing with Hollywood, the world of Hollywood agents and things like that, and just the horrors that, you know, the things she's being asked to do and the things she has to deal with. This, I think, has a similar theme to it, but it never really quite feels as voyeuristic or unclean as Hotel Coolgardie does. I didn't feel like I needed a shower after I watched this.
I might have to go and find the original doco, I think.
That's on DocPlay and Prime Video if anyone does want to seek it out.
Well done. Now, staying with rentals, online rentals, again from the 24th, which I think is next Wednesday, Eileen.
Yes. Now, this is a movie that made a bit of a splash at Sundance last year, but for one reason or another, we haven't seen it in the past 16 or so months, which is a shame because it's yet more proof of just what a great actress Thomasin McKenzie is. She plays a kind of, I don't want to say mousy character, but that's probably the closest thing. She plays an introverted character at a prison who's brought out of her shell by the arrival of her new superior, played by Anne Hathaway in full-on sort of luminous mode, if you like. You know, it's a kind of yin to yang sort of thing. The two actresses are wonderful in this. I'm surprised that Hathaway, with probably just the wrong time of year, that she didn't end up with even a Best Supporting Actress nomination for this. But don't be fooled, McKenzie is more than just a key role in this. She probably is the underrated star of this. So if you're a fan of her work or you like a kind of challenging psychological drama, then I definitely recommend seeking Eileen out and asking, how the heck did this not get a cinema release here?
All right. Can you give us a little indication of how the sort of story unfolds? It's a fabulous premise to start with.
Yeah, sure. It's essentially, it's set in the 1960s, which seems to be a theme for McKenzie at the moment, if you've seen Last Night in Soho. She plays, she works at a correction facility for teenage boys. She's very much to herself. She struggles to make friends, but then, you know, and her father was the chief of police as well. But it's a new psychologist who's played by Anne Hathaway, who sort of comes in as a new broom sweeping all the male workers' heads are turned. Her head is turned as well, and she just starts trying to emulate her. There's a touch of The Single White Female, for those who remember that movie from the 90s, about it. You know, she sort of tries to emulate the way she's doing things. It's just kind of a blossoming, but there's kind of a dark edge to it as well.
Thank you so much, James Crute, with what he has been viewing, which includes Civil War in cinemas, One Question, debuting on Sky Open tonight, The Royal Hotel online rental from next Wednesday, and Eileen online rental from next Wednesday.